Wendell Berry, author of over 30 books of fiction, poetry, and essays, is a former distinguished professor of English at the University of Kentucky. He has received numerous awards for his writing, including most recently the T.S. Eliot Award, the Eikon Taylor Award for Poetry, and the Christian Centuries Award for Excellence in Poetry. However, what surprises most people who do not know Wendell Berry is that this distinguished professor of English has farmed a hillside in his native Henry County, Kentucky, for well over 40 years. Out of that hillside, that place of his birth and childhood, Berry has written and taught with uncharacteristic clarity and profound creativity. For Wendell Berry, place and attention to place are vital. They're vital to life. To not pay close attention to the place where you are, to not know it intimately, is to run the risk of losing what makes for life in all its fullness and wholeness, a tragic reality for so many of us who live by daytimers, seldom paying much attention to what is around us and even to the people around us. We don't have time. It's not important. We're always, it seems, headed somewhere else. Especially true for you temporarily stopping over here at the seminary. We're never really here. In much of his writing, Berry pays close attention to the place where his life is lived. He describes it in great and painstaking detail, stones and trees, the gentle curve of hillsides and the downward bend of valleys, the movement of water and the clean scent after a cooling rain. Sights and smells and sounds are meaningful signposts of the place where his life is lived. Pay attention to where you are, Berry encourages his reader in verse and narrative. Place is vital to life. The writer to the Hebrews in this epistle reading for Pentecost 14 would say it similarly. Pay attention to the place where you are, the place where you've come. Attention to this place is vital to life. The place where we are is a mountain. Hardly something of Midwestern vision, I know, but it is a mountain nonetheless. Know well this terrain. This mountain is not the one of the Old Covenant, the one up which Moses hiked to hear God speak in thunderous tones, the one wrapped in smoke and thick darkness, shaking with God's holy presence, so much so that even the great deliverer himself trembled in his sandals. This is not the mountain of the Old Covenant, where the presence of the Holy One of Israel brought fear and dread because of sin committed and sin exposed. Pay attention to the landscape around you. Brothers and sisters, this is Mount Zion, the heavenly Jerusalem, the city of the living God. Here there are thousands upon thousands of angels in festive assembly together with the saints, the church of the firstborn, whose names are recorded in heaven. Pay attention to this place where you are now, not future tense. This is here and this is now. This mountain is the place where God is, and He is where He has made provision for sinners like you and me. This is the mountain of the new covenant, mediated by the one who saves sinners, named to do so from his very conception in the womb of the Virgin Mary. This covenant Jesus has mediated with his own life's blood, spilled and sprinkled upon us from his holy cross, through our holy baptism and in holy absolution and in the preaching of his holy word, even fed into us in the holy communion. This mountain is the place of blood, to be sure, as Apology 24 confesses. Wherever the gospel is proclaimed, Christ's blood is sprinkled upon sinners, and his blood speaks a better word than the blood of Abel. Abel's blood pleaded for expiation and justice. Christ's blood makes atonement and justifies sinners, justifies you. In other words, the blood of that holy lamb puts you in this very place, upon this very mountain of God's grace and forgiveness, a place spoken into existence in these last days by the only begotten Son of the Father. Note well the contours, the lay of this land. Here is the place where God would meet you and be Emmanuel in his gospel. Now, obviously, no geographic locatedness is intended. For wherever God's word is preached and his sacraments administered, right there he is. There he is, setting you high upon the heights of his great love and everlasting mercy, higher than any accusation against you, higher than even your own guilt can reach. In holy word and sacrament, God is giving you a foretaste of the feast to come, when that which is seen only by faith is in full view with sight. In the hiddenness of his holy word and sacrament, he is lifting your sights, even now, to see the greater glory of that which is yet to be. Pay close attention to this landscape, my friend, fellow pilgrim on the way. It is vital to life, life in all of its fullness and in all of its wholeness. It is the real stuff out of which to live this new life of the new covenant, the real stuff out of which Christians are born and nurtured, and pastors are formed and sent. And the hallmark signpost in this terrain is the forgiveness of sins purchased and won by Jesus. That which is essential to every turn in the road of our pilgrim walk. To be sure, this mountain of God's gifting is not much to look at as the world sees things. But then, from this summit of God's love shown to you in the face of his Son Jesus, I ask you, have the sights ever been more grand, more breathtaking, and life-giving? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.